flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know that I'm ready for this Celtics team. Are you ready for the struggles?
Me neither. No, I'm not. And clearly they're not ready either.
No.
What is happening to them? I know Mazzulla and everybody else on the team, like, don't worry. How many games can we say that for? We've come on, in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It's like, what do you make of that loss? Anything? Nah. What about that loss? Nah.
Nah,
what
they're still the best.
What about that awful performance? Nah. Like, that was yet another one where you say, is that the worst game of the year? Not just a loss, but is that the worst game of the year?
Well, by the point spread, yeah. It was, their biggest deficit, their biggest loss of the year, 117-96 to the Lakers. So,
but then you could, but then you could also argue, the Toronto Raptors had 9 wins at the time that you played them.
True.
So there's also the is level of competition. You know, LeBron was playing in the game. But, you know, losing to Atlanta again, you know, losing the way you did on Christmas to Philly. Like, they have a bunch of games that you could point to. Like, that's their worst game. And you know what? Are you starting to change a little bit how you feel? Because a lot of the other losses, we would always circle back to, nobody's beaten them in a 7-game series. Where now, I would probably still take them, but I don't think it's as easy as, I shouldn't say easy, it's never going to be easy, but I don't think it's as, I'm not as confident in them because there's just too many times, and yes, sometimes they have a full lineup, sometimes they don't, whatever. There's just too many times you're like, that's not worth it, and they lost that game? Like, they lost that game? So, like, the idea of them now losing a series, I think it has to be on your radar.
Yeah.
Like, right? I mean, no matter who the opponent is, like, this team doesn't look right.
Keith, I heard Arcan say this last night. I thought it was a good point. It's Jones and Keith here on WEEI. It's Friday. We're going to get to championship weekend in the NFL. We're going to get to the Patriots. I thought Tommy Curran had an interesting list yesterday of free agent targets for the Patriots. So we'll get into that with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. That's your phone and text number. You can also follow on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keith. You can watch at twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Watch there. Chat there. Always a healthy conversation.
Sure,
a lot of Celtics defenders in there right now, if I'm reading it properly.
All right.
And on YouTube, just subscribe to WEEI. We'll get to our Friday 4-pack for championship weekend. We got Keith's keys to championship weekend. We'll give you our Bozo parlay as well later on this hour. But I heard Arcan say this last night. Something needs to change for the Celtics to be having, you know, the best season in the league. Like, they're Oklahoma City and the Cavs are a full tier above the Celtics based on this year, not based on last year, on the last 5 years.
Season to season.
Based on this year, they're a full tier below the best team in the West, the best team in the East. And by the way, they've lost to those teams head-to-head each. They've lost a game. They split with the Cavs, but they've lost a game to both those teams. So they've already lost to them. They've been outplayed by them. They're 10-10 over their last 20. They constantly take one step forward, one step back, two steps forward, one step back. And I think in some ways you could see last night coming, which is dangerous. I think that's in some ways the most dangerous loss for this team. Second night back-to-back, 2 nights in L.A. I heard Eddie House say this on the broadcast or the postgame last night. They're staying in L.A. Or they stayed last night in L.A. They were staying another night. So you're in L.A.
That's right.
You get in late before the Clippers game. You beat the Clippers. You're shorthanded. They're shorthanded. Whatever.
Yeah.
You spend the night out in L.A., and look, I'll be honest, I don't know the full scene of the nightlife in L.A. right now, given the wildfires. Like, I don't know.
You think they're just talking about the Oscar noms?
I have no idea.
No.
But you spend the first night out in L.A., you play the Lakers. Eddie House legit said this last night on NBC Sports Boston. He goes, I don't know if maybe stay in L.A., their mind was in another place.
Awesome.
So, great. So, you're there for two straight games.
Yeah, super.
You have your full roster last night. Drew Holiday's back. Porzingis is back. Horford is back.
Yeah.
You are on the second night of a back-to-back, but you got reinforcements, and you do that. Your worst loss of the year, by margin, 117-96, and I think you could see it coming to a degree. that's a bad sign where you can start predicting wins and losses, when they're going to show up, when they're not going to show up. I want your thoughts on that, and then I have a thought on Tatum specifically I want to get
to. Well, I hate the idea of the scheduled loss or the, oh, we happen to be in L.A., so there's going to be a loss. You would think there would be some motivation just going up against LeBron and Anthony Davis. But like, these guys?
This is what teams with problems do. It's we were on the second night of back-to-back scheduled loss. We were in L.A. for a couple of nights. We had other things on our mind. Like,
but they've also gone about this a bunch of different ways. This team...
that's what bad teams do.
Yeah, no, I know.
They're not a bad team.
No, they're not.
They're a team in a bad way.
Yes. Yeah, they're scuffling. I mean, they're basically a 500 team or just north of 500 for a 20-game stretch, which is a quarter of the season. So that's not nothing. And, you know, this team a year ago, I know we're talking about just this season, but a year ago, they lost to the Lakers in a game that LeBron and Davis didn't play. And, you know, you'd kind of excuse it away like, all right, well, maybe they kind of just played down to the competition. I don't know. You're in L.A. Both of those guys are playing. LeBron, as much as it pains me to say, it's still playing really, really well. Had a good game. And you lose to them. And you don't just lose to them. I mean, you get absolutely blown out. And, it's frustrating. It's hard to excuse away loss after loss after loss and performance after performance after performance. And sure, they're whatever it is, 31-14, which is still good for the third best record in the NBA. But I think we all expected them to be a lot better than they are right now.
Torp had good numbers up at EEI.com. You can check out his work. He joins us every Celtics Wednesday at Justin M. Turpin. Over the last 7 weeks, 12-10. Last 20 games, 10-10. January, 7-5. Last 10, 5-5.
Like, that is not...
Their longest win streak in there, 3 games. They've won back-to-back games just 3 times in that stretch.
It's bizarre.
So he says you can chalk it up as a malaise or passing a rough patch, but they started 19-4, and this last 22-game stretch of 500 basketball continued last night with their worst loss of the year. So good numbers there from Turp to help illustrate what's wrong with them. You mentioned LeBron. I love Porzingis' defense last night
on that LeBron dunk. Got out of the way.
That looks like a guy who...
rim protector?
Don't worry. We said this early in the year. I'm like, their defense sucks. No. They're going to get Porzingis back. He's their rim protector. Well, their defense still sucks, and he legit ran out of the way of LeBron last night.
I don't like that.
Who the f*** is Tingus Pingus?
Brian brought this up. Good point by Brian. Yeah. He's like, and it's on the second. You just got the first night of the back-to-back off, dude.
You weren't playing.
You just got a break. Yeah. And you're going to run away from LeBron like that?
Yeah, smart.
You wuss?
Yeah.
So awful.
That is a personal decision.
Awful.
Yeah, it's terrible. Gary Washburn from The Globe. This is some of what he had to say.
Oh, good. Let's hear it.
He says the 6 players who played meaningful minutes Thursday besides Tatum, Brown, and Porzingis were a combined 8 for 38 shooting. 25 points. Some of those buckets were, you know, Sam Hauser kind of garbage time points. He says, I don't know if you subscribe to this or not. If the Celtics are to navigate through the rest of the regular season and keep the number 2 seed, they have to get more out of Peyton Pritchard, Hauser, Derek White, and Drew Holiday. Pritchard had been really good the first 2 months, but now his shooting has gone down. His points have gone down over the last month. Do you look at it as, I think the roster's fine. These guys have to play better. Okay. I mean, maybe that's his point. Maybe like, because Derek White has gone into a big time slump.
Is the Celtics problem Derek White and Peyton Pritchard?
I don't think so.
Or is the Celtics problem Moody, Jaylen Brown bitching about his role and Tatum taking a season low in field goal attempts?
It's the NBA, so it's always going to be the top guys every single time. You know, and some teams only have one top guy, and guess what? On him. This team has 2 all-NBA type players, 2 max deal guys. I'm with you. It's on them. Now, it doesn't help when Derek White, some games, some stretches, looks like a fringe all-star, and then other games looks like a guy that can't, you know, find his shot at all. So there's a big swing there. Same with Drew Holiday. But, yeah, I'm not going to pin the hopes on this team on Hauser or Pritchard. You know, I was surprised to read that because Washburn's usually very critical. Maybe one of the few guys who is critical of the team. But
Washburn
holds
them quite accountable, meaning Jaylen and Tatum. He holds those two specifically quite accountable. Yeah, that's a disappointing commentary.
No, it is. But I think those guys are going to have to do more. They're the ones that you turn to. I don't think you have to overthink it.
No. Right?
It's not up to the 8th guy on the Celtics to turn them around.
What? Does Tatum expect to be carried to another championship?
I don't know.
Like, Jason Tatum to win? Right now, this is the book on Tatum. To win a championship,
he needs Derek White and Hauser.
What you need is a whole supporting cast. You need Jaylen to be better than Tatum, and you need the star player on the other team to be hurt. If all those things fall into place, then Jason Tatum can win a championship. So I'm not going to make excuses for Jason Tatum. He got all the help he needed last year and got carried to a title. Carried to it.
It's so strange to me that they're going through these kinds of struggles. You know, we've looked at teams in the NBA, and we've talked about how all of a sudden there's this run of teams not winning back-to-back, where it used to be back-to-back all the time. Three-peat. Throw a three-peat in there if you're the Bulls. Like, it was constantly run it back, win it again. And a lot of times when teams haven't been able to do it, there's some sort of injury or there's some sort of major reason why it changes. I mean, you look at the Celtics didn't win it in 09. I don't think they got beat straight up because their team fell apart. Like, no, Kevin Garnett got hurt. That was pretty simple. You know, some of these other ones, you know, LeBron won a bubble title. So then the next year, full season, different. The Raptors won a title. Then Kawhi Leonard left. Very different. So, like, we've seen certain teams.
You can explain it away.
You can definitely explain it away. This one doesn't make any sense. Now, it hasn't happened yet. They could still go on a run, and we could look back and be like, yeah, that was a weird rough patch in January. But we're still in January, so we're going to talk about the rough patch. And they have all their guys. I know they don't play every single night, but honestly, they've looked worse some of the nights where they have had all their guys. So that is like a bizarro excuse to have.
They have everyone back.
Yeah.
They are clearly the most talented. Still,
roster, coaching staff are the same from the title team.
And they're clearly the most talented team. Talented. But it's not working out right now. So why? Is it back-to-back nights in L.A.? Their mind was elsewhere, as Eddie House said. They stayed after the game last night for the Lakers. They were planning what they were doing after the game and where they were going to dinner and who they were going to see.
So I would...
Their big night out, is that it?
I would subscribe to that theory a little bit more and even kind of like, you know, look past it a little bit if it wasn't for the stretch that they were on. If it wasn't for this 500 stretch and if it wasn't for...
Yeah, if it was just a weird stub-your-toe back-to-back games in L.A., you could explain that away. But it's been a bigger, longer issue for
them. And I know, like, the Twitch chat and others are saying, and I get it, 82 games is a long season, right? And so you're not going to have the best game every single night. But now, because we've had that same excuse so many times, you need to sort of change that or put that to bed. This isn't the, well, what are you going to do? You're not going to win every game. No, you're not. But for them to be already at, what is it, 14 losses on the season at this point is pretty surprising.
They've already lost more games all year at home than they did a year ago.
Also surprising.
So Jason Tatum last night took 12 field goal attempts. That's a season low. The lowest he had taken was 13 twice. He took it against Sacramento, that terrible loss on January 10th.
And we didn't play the fourth quarter, but I get it. A blowout
win over Toronto. He wasn't invested. He wasn't checked in when he was out there. And there's been plenty of games where he hasn't played in the fourth quarter this year. That's a season low in field goal attempts. And a guy who felt like he was going through the motions last night. And Gary Washburn or anybody out there wants to turn around and blame Sam Hauser. Blame Peyton Pritchard?
Not putting it on Hauser.
Blame
Pritchard has cooled off pretty significantly.
But he's Peyton Pritchard. He's not going to be consistent for 82 games.
Yeah.
The guys I'm looking at are Jaylen Brown complaining about his role and being moody on top of it. Brutal turnovers, even in the win over the Clippers. He tried to lose that game at the end.
Yeah.
And Jason Tatum last night. That's who I'm looking at with the Celtics.
Yeah, they've really...
You're 500 for the last 20 games. I'm going to look at those two. Random bad nights from the bench.
If you think about it, they've kind of squeaked by. Like, the record that they've had over the last 10, 20 games could be a lot worse. Yeah, you can play this either way, but still, like that New Orleans game... C.J. McCollum had a good look. C.J. McCollum could have won that game easily. They did not play well. They probably should have lost the game to the Pelicans.
Could have lost the Clippers game.
And then I was going to say, the Clippers overtime game, there was definitely, they needed a comeback there in the fourth quarter. So, yeah, I mean, it's been pretty ugly.
It's not just us that feels this way, by the way. ESPN, prior to their win last night, prior to the win over the Clippers, rather, and their loss against the Lakers, ESPN came out with mid-season grades. They gave the Celtics a B-. Their projected
B-.
Yeah, projected season win total goes from 59 to 55.5, 56.
Yeah, that's surprising.
So they've underachieved from that standpoint. Joe Mazzulla goes, what'd you expect? We're going to show up and win 65 games and win the title again? Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly
honestly,
what I expected.
Like 100% is what
so
we expected.
So maybe it sounds critical and harsh, and maybe you disagree. You could jump in. 617-779-7937. We all expected they were going to repeat.
Uh-huh.
We all expected they were going to win again. We all expected more. And so who do you blame? What's wrong with the Celtics? How do they fix it? Again, you could jump in. 617-779-7937.
So last year, let me just double check this. So right now they are 31-14. Last year, when they lost their 14th game, they already had 48 wins.
17 more wins.
Yeah.
Did I hear that right? 31-48? 17 more wins?
Yeah.
Nice. No, but nothing to see here.
And then after they lost their 14th game of the season, they went on a 9-game winning streak.
Yeah, so I don't know what Tatum expects. Again, does he want to be carried to a title? He needs the whole bench. He needs Jaylen Brown to be the best player on the team and the opposing team's best player to be hurt, and then that's the recipe to win a title? Because if you need that again, I don't think the cards are going to fall that way for you. So you can jump in, 617-779-7937 on the Celtics. Real quick on the Bruins, they win last night. They beat Ottawa.
Big win, in all seriousness.
Huge win.
Save the season?
Well, I'm not going to go that far, but a nice win for them.
They needed it, who it was, and also how they played.
And they needed it in regulation. Yep. You can't be peeing away points to Ottawa.
Don't give Ottawa a point.
So Pastrnak had the great setup on the Morgan Geeky goal. Yep. Beautiful pass, beautiful feed. Geeky's able to hammer it home. He's been hot. Those two played well off each other.
Your guy betwixt the pipes.
Well, that's true. I thought you were going to say a different guy.
No, Corpy.
Corpy, great effort against his former team. Jeremy Swayman now hurt. We'll get to that. Follow up on that. We'll see how long that injury is going to linger for. Sacco downplayed it. I'm not really ready to go there and believe that.
Yeah.
But Pastrnak added the empty netter late, so they win 2-0. I was going to talk about...
Where are we?
I was going to... I did almost say 2-0. 2-0. I don't know why I almost said that.
So you got soccer on the brain.
Your guy, Brad Marchand, my guy, Brad Marchand.
Yeah, friend of the show, Brad Marchand.
Was out trying to choke people last night.
Yeah, you know, that was, I guess, on brand.
Did you see the broadcast in Ottawa?
Yeah.
They're like, he tries to lick people and kiss people, and he's had some weird incidents. And
Slewfoot,
just,
Captain Slewfoot over here.
Just more of the same from him.
So I am a little torn, because right now Brad and I aren't really seeing eye to eye.
I think Brad thought that was you on Ottawa. He was out choking people out.
But you know what he was doing? Because I am a massive fan of MacGruber, and if you've seen MacGruber, his signature move is the throat rip.
Yes.
So he was kind of going for a throat rip there, trying to get the turkey.
Yeah.
Trying to get three throat rips in.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know how, and that was like nothing. They're like, cut it out, Brad. I'm like, wait, what? You just grab somebody by the throat like that?
It's hockey.
They grab your Adam's apple.
It's hockey, that's what they do. Throat rips.
Yeah, no. That would have been pretty sweet.
So are the Bruins back? Season saved? What do you think of Marchand choking people out? You can jump in again on the phones. Plus, what's wrong with the Celtics? Do you think we're overreacting? No, not us. And on top of it, how do you fix the C's? You can get to it. Again, it's 617-779-7937. About an hour from now, we'll get to our Friday four-pack. We have our Bozo Parlay later on in the show. Plus, we have Keefe's Keys to Championship Weekend coming up at 1 o'clock. We'll get to your feedback, and we'll get into some Patriots targets in free agency, along with all your Celtics and Bruins phone calls, right after Trending with Nick.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Bam. Tommy Curran does not want to go all in free agency at wide receiver. It's interesting. He mentioned Amari Cooper.
I don't want Amari Cooper.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, I used to want DeAndre Hopkins.
Telling me...
No, I get Curran's point about free agency overall not being great because teams usually re-sign their great players, or if they know they're not going to, they get out in front of it a year before and trade them.
Yeah.
Same thing happened last year where you're like, legit Calvin Ridley was the best wide receiver available.
Right.
And nobody thinks Calvin Ridley is amazing. I could talk him into maybe the top 25, like somewhere in there. I wanted him. Don't get me wrong. I'd take him.
Me too.
But he wasn't great.
Robert's money. I definitely wanted him.
But he's not great. And no. So if you're looking for like a real number one, trade is really where it's at.
Okay. I would take Amari Cooper if he's the number two with T. Higgins, right? But if you're
he stinks in Buffalo. He was good.
How much of that do you think
I don't know.
In Amari Cooper's defense? How much of it do you think is receivers learning new offenses middle of the year? Like, I'd cut him a little slack on that, to be honest.
He scored a touchdown the first game he played with Josh Allen.
But it was like a huck it up, like go get it. But my point is, that's not the offense, is my point.
No.
That was kind of like a backyard huck it up kind of play.
And Keon Coleman told him what to do.
Yeah. I remember you didn't know where to line up. Yeah. So, like, I would.
Yeah, but is that an, oh, offenses are hard, or okay, maybe Amari Cooper can't figure it out?
I only say that to say this. I would be okay if you brought in Amari Cooper as your number two or brought in a group of receivers, but yeah, when Curran's that's your free agent.
Mm-mm. Nah.
Not for me.
No. Nope.
So that was Curran yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. If you have plans for the Patriots in free agency, you can jump in on Jones and Keefe, 617-779-7937. Keefe's guy, Brad Marchand, running around choking people out. Although the Bruins won last night without Jeremy Swayman, who's hurt. Nick, not to put you on the spot. Can I just hear Joe Sacco real quick on Jeremy Swayman and what he's dealing with? And I'm being told it's a minor thing, but what exactly is going on?
Sway's dealing with just a little bit of an upper body issue, minor. He came out after the second period last night. So with the quick turnaround here, obviously last night and tonight, we're going to hold him out here tonight and we'll just monitor day by day.
Something that popped up during the game last night, or is it something that you've been dealing with prior?
No, it's not something he's been dealing with. It just came last night.
Okay.
Just came last night.
Follow-up question.
Like the Tooth Fairy.
Hey, credit to the Bruins media for a follow-up question. Listening to what the coach said and then following up.
It was probably Ottawa media. They're going to give him credit for it.
Good job.
So, no, sorry, a little minor upper body thing going on.
Is it minor?
He said minor. That was his words.
Yeah, I know what Sacco said.
We'll see how long he's out for.
You're the Bruins insider.
I know.
Over there. No scoops?
I know.
Nothing popping up on the phone?
I got to dig in.
Yeah, if you could.
I got to dig in on this.
So
I might be getting shut out.
I'm not sold. Hockey Jones not sold that it's minor.
Yeah, no.
We'll see. So factor that in. Bruins get a big win last night. Celtics get shellacked.
The opposite of a good win.
Kristaps Porzingis, I think, is still in hiding after that LeBron dunk.
That's impossible to defend.
Is it? I like Austin Reeves. I think Austin Reeves is a good player.
Austin Reeves is nice.
Dalton,
he looks great.
Dalton Connect was like doing the Jordan shrug last night.
I kind of like Dalton Connect.
Okay, I like both those guys.
Yeah.
Is it more embarrassing when Austin Reed is lighting you up with a headband? I think it's a little more embarrassing.
I think it's good to bring the headband back. Growing up, Cliff Robinson was the only guy that wore a headband, and he looked great. And then my guy Jason Capono, who I was a huge fan of, rocked a headband. I started doing it a little bit in high school, a few games here and there.
No, me too. This is the problem with it. It's like
you, me, and Jason Capono.
Yeah, I went. I think I went full Capono look. By the way, I went high socks.
Nice.
Headband. Yeah,
that means you're a shooter.
Knee socks, except I wasn't.
In the great state of New Hampshire, if you wore high socks, that means you were lights out.
Yeah.
Like a Keith Friel type.
In Vermont, I'm not sure what it meant, but I wasn't making a lot of jumpers.
It just meant your legs were cold.
Yeah, no, it meant I was compensating for something because I had a headband and high socks.
Yeah, look how distracting this guy is. But look at his pieces of flair.
Yeah, it's like an animal in the wild when you have like really bright colors. It's like, stay away from that.
Easy. That wasn't ideal. To watch that happen.
I think Austin Reed in the headband was more insulting last night. Or Reeves, rather. But Reeves is a good player.
Nice.
Reeves is a good player. He is. And I don't think the Lakers are terrible. You hate LeBron over there.
I do.
So I'm not necessarily insulted they lost. It's Tatum coming out and talking about their lack of effort. They were in L.A. for two nights. I wonder if that's a factor.
Yeah.
Tatum took 12 shots, season low. I know he didn't play late in the game. But 12 shots, season low. He never seemed invested.
Bronny got in there.
Jaylen Brown, he did. Jaylen Brown, moody, complaining about his role, bitching about it.
Yeah.
So this is the most talented team in the NBA. That hasn't changed. If it were just about talent, they'd be playing better. It's not just about talent. So what's wrong with them?
Yeah.
Why are they struggling? How concerned are you? Do you think we're overstating it? How do you fix it?
You looking at crazy eyes, Joe Mazzulla a little bit?
Can I tell you, there's somebody on the text line. I see somebody on the phones as well. It's a coaching problem. I don't feel that way. Do you?
Well, I don't fully feel that way because it'd be a little hypocritical because it's, I don't know how important the NBA coach is overall. So when things aren't going their way, I'm not going to get completely harp on it, but I'm also not going to ignore it. Like, I think, you know, these guys can be the reason sometimes to push you slightly over the top or maybe prevent you from getting over the top, right? Like, it's all about the players, but we know that they have the players. So is this the right guy? And we asked this question even a week ago. Is he the right guy to sort of steer them out of this? Like, are they going to listen to him? Is he going to, you know, figure something out to sort of get guys going, like guys that are slumping, like Derek White or Peyton Pritchard or Holiday? Is he going to get something out of them? Or can he get Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum to knock off whatever their issues are and just play? I don't know. I don't know if Mazzulla can do that.
No, I don't either, but I don't think it's a Mazzulla problem. I didn't like some of his commentary earlier in the week. Like, oh, what'd you expect? We're just going to show up and win 65 games? Yeah. Yep. Uh-huh. That's
sure,
what I expected.
Of course.
I definitely expected that. I did not expect you to have more losses at home already. And what did you say, Keith? Their 17th game?
So last year.
17th
so right now,
loss?
Yeah, they're 31-14.
14th loss.
Last year, they were 48-14. at one point.
In some ways, they're 17 games behind that pace, if
yeah.
you will.
Yep.
So, yeah, I didn't expect that.
They got to get going here.
I don't think anybody expected that. No. In fact, when we took calls all summer, it was they're going to repeat. They have everybody back.
70 wins.
Banner 19. yeah. Best team ever. Yeah. Who said best team ever?
No, Stan Van Gundy, I believe, said it's the best roster ever assembled.
It's not even, they're not even playing like the best roster in the league right now. Never mind in the history of the sport.
I mean, it's not the best roster ever assembled, but.
Maybe you think we're overreacting. Maybe you think we're being harsh. As Terp said, Terp had great numbers. And Terp is much easier on the Celtics than we are. They're 12-10 since over the last few months.
The Memphis game, right? Is that where we go
That's
back
his
to
line
the
of demarcation.
Marcus Smart game?
They're 10-10 over their last 20. I think they're something like 7-5 in January, 5-5 over the last 10. They've been 500 for way too long.
Yeah.
Don't tell me there's nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start it off with our buddy Coach up in New Hampshire. What's up, Coach?
All right, what do you got, Coach?
Hey, guys. I wonder how many people are like me as a sports fan. I absolutely love the NFL and college football because it's a small subset of games, and the players give everything they have because so much is on the line each and every week. I actually think the NBA is boring regular season if you cut it from 82 games, I never will do this, to 40 games. Now you're going to see tremendous effort. And I just think they're bored. I think right now when you watch the Celtics, the way they're playing now versus when they play playoff basketball, it's not only night and day, but each player may be playing at about 50 or 60 percent.
Let's see. And is boredom acceptable? Is that acceptable? They're not the first team that won a title and then had to play 82 games the next year. Does every team look like this after they win a championship?
And they've played 82 games in the NBA for how long now? Like, forever. And also, I'm willing to look the other way on the occasional loss or even playing down to the level of competition every once in a while. I think that part has become expected. Like, look at any team in the history of it and then go find their losses. Even, like, the Curry, Thompson, Durant teams. Go look at some of their losses. I'm sure they were, like, head-scratching, like, you lost to them when? But when it's losing to LeBron and Anthony Davis in a night where you would think they'd be up for that one, or losing to, like, a horrible team, losing to Oklahoma City, who some people thought might be, like, a finals preview. Like, you lost that game. Cleveland's played out of their mind. You split with them. So they've had all kinds of different head-scratching losses this year, not just a couple of one-offs.
So, again, Eddie House made a point to say they were staying another night in L.A. and maybe their heads weren't in the right place last night,
right?
Which, if it were a one-off, I would be more accepting of. Forsberg said, and I thought this was true because I was watching a lot of their postgame last night, Forsberg said that he's surprised Tatum was so disinterested, uninvolved, and again, season low in field goal attempts, because he was named to the All-Star team again, All-Star starter again.
Congratulations.
Which, how does that even work? I thought they had a whole different format, but neither here nor there. He's named an All-Star starter again for the Eastern Conference.
They let the fans vote still.
Even though there's four teams and there's rookies and sophomores playing, I don't really get it, but whatever. He's named a starter again, and it's LeBron on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nationally televised game. It's a late game, but it's a nationally televised game. And you still can't be bothered to get up for that? Mm. That is kind of like...
Probably celebrities in the crowd, I would imagine.
That is kind of like a playoff atmosphere.
Yeah.
FYI. Yeah. To Coach and everybody else. Oh, they're just bored. That was the kind of game they should get up for.
Uh-huh.
And it was their worst loss of the year by margin. 21 points.
Yikes.
Again, we get this a lot. 617-779-7937, also your text line. A lot of criticism about my headband and high socks.
Nothing wrong with that. That was a look at that time.
It was. Thank
at
you,
that Dave. Time.
It was.
Yeah.
Like you said, it was a look, not the look.
You know what I also liked? Remember when, this was also a throwback to me and my buddy in high school. Remember when Quentin Richardson and Darius Miles both wore headbands?
Oh, I thought you were talking about that.
Yeah. Yeah, they'd do that.
You do that?
Yeah, we'd do that.
I thought you had to do that after dunks.
Well, it was like a good layup. Like a high, like slap the glass layup, maybe.
That was a great sell. Why'd they do that?
I have no idea, but we started doing it too. And people were like, knock it off.
Yeah, I do it in like my driveway. I didn't do that. Actually, you did that in games?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's really a good video of us doing that. Like, if he would like assist on like one of my buckets, we would like, we would do the Q Rich D Miles thing.
I liked
it. Yeah, it made its way all the way to New Hampshire.
I like the LJ. I like this one.
Oh, that's good.
That was a great celebration.
He's nice.
LJ, well, late career. I liked late career. I liked early career LJ, Grandmama.
Well, Grandmama was incredible with the horns. You like Knicks.
I like fat Knicks LJ just launching threes without a conscience.
But he was similar to Garnett where like you put him on like the elbow, Money.
Lights out.
Money from the elbow.
No, the other text was, we don't know if the Celtics are a problem or not until we get to the playoffs and the games matter. This is similar to coach's
commentary.
All
right, we'll just put a pin in it till June.
Do you people want Celtics talk or no? Do you want us to talk about them
until the playoffs?
Do you want us to talk about the Celtics or not? You guys only talk about football. You only talk about this. You only talk about that. Well, now we're talking about the Celtics and we can't talk about them until the playoffs. What do you want? Make up your mind.
Speaking of football real quick,
we
are aware the Las Vegas Raiders. New head coach.
Sorry, Nick popped in and told us that in the break. I forgot about that.
Pete Carroll.
Huh.
Pete Carroll. Kind of amazing. And that's a
Brady and Pete.
Brady and Pete, who Pete obviously was gone when Brady got here. So they have a Patriots connection, but not together. He beat him in a Super Bowl very famously. Out of football last year, although I think he had some sort of like title role or whatever with Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Not to make it all about Bill all the time, but it is kind of funny. Last year, three veteran coaches, the two oldest coaches, Pete Carroll, Bill Belichick, Mike Vrabel, all out of football for a whole year, or all out of head coaching, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them get back in the NFL, want us to go to college.
That's a good point.
Pete Carroll's the guy who has got great college resume.
Does it tell you anything about Bill?
Well, I think
and a lot of fans may say, well, Bill doesn't want to. Bill hates the NFL. Bill went to college because
I think he
doesn't like the NFL model.
I think it just goes back to Bill still wanted the full team control. Pete's not going to get full team control. They already hired a GM that Brady knows from Tampa. I am surprised I'm surprised they went with Pete.
Me too.
You know, of all the different guys, I guess I like it more than the Brian Schottenheimer hire in Dallas.
Well, definitely.
Okay, I like it more than that.
Yeah.
But Pete Carroll's older than Bill. Like, he doesn't act it, doesn't look it, but he's older than Bill.
No.
And one of the things I think hurting Bill's chances were also his age.
Bill is out of it in part because of his age, in part because he wants full control. He probably wants a lot of money. I don't think Carroll's going to be cheap, by the way.
He's 73.
He's also an a-hole.
Who, Pete?
No, Bill.
Oh, yeah,
And so part of it is that, too.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Pete's a younger guy, acts younger, rather. And he's just an easier person to deal with. Like, don't think Bill's personality isn't a factor here, especially with Brady. I know he called Bill and asked him about the job.
I'll tell you, it's interesting.
But Brady ended up picking 73-year-old Pete Carroll over Bill Belichick. But nothing to see here. The NFL totally wants Bill.
Then he gets Russell Wilson.
Another
defensive coach.
No.
Another defensive coach. We'll see who they get to run their offense. But, yeah, that was interesting. I did not see that coming, although you would have imagined that. He wanted Mike Vrabel, didn't get him. Maybe he kind of half considered Bill.
I think he wanted Ben Johnson.
Or Ben Johnson, for sure he wanted Ben Johnson.
Yeah, this is at best his third choice, Brady.
Yeah, at
best. 617-779-7937.
Jones guy Dion staying in Colorado then.
Yeah Dion.
True. That's
or does he take another college job? Probably too late. Could he jump somewhere else?
Yeah, could he shove.
What's Florida State
to? I was just going to say, could he shove Norvell out of Florida State?
I would think so.
I would think so too. Yeah, it's a loss for my guy Dion. I mean, that's true. He's stuck in college. I thought he was going to the NFL.
With not his kids on the team next year.
Yeah, it's dangerous. I think he landed a big quarterback recruit, though.
It's his son?
No, it's not his child in this case.
Is Kevin Hart and the Rock still going to go to all the games and stay on the sidelines when they lose to Nebraska? I like Dion.
No,
but like,
I don't know why my guy Dion's catching all these strays all of a sudden. I don't know why that's the case.
Sorry.
What are you, Andy Hart over here? lashing out about his visor? So we'll get into Pete Carroll. That's Brady's hire in Vegas in some ways. What does it tell you that Pete Carroll's in the NFL and not Bill? Plus, a lot of you waiting patiently on the Celtics. I see some Bruins phone calls as well. We'll get to you. 617-779-7937. Hang out there. We'll get to our Bozo Parlay next as well. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. WEEI's coverage of the football postseason brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. We'll get into the AFC title game, NFC championship game. You got the Chiefs and the Bills, Mahomes and Allen, and, of course, Eagles and Commanders on the other side. We'll do that next hour. Plus, Friday four-pack coming your way. We'll get you our Bozo Parlay. Keys to AFC title game weekend. All that coming up later on in the show. Pete Carroll, hired by Tom Brady and Mark Davis and, you know, the Raiders front office there. But hired in Vegas as the Raiders head coach. Bill left out. I did like this text, Keith.
3-year deal with a fourth-year team option, apparently,
for
Pete Carroll. Yep.
So 3 years. So he'll be
76.
If they pick up the option, he'll be 77 at the end.
Yeah,
Jesus.
He's a young 77 though.
Yeah, he acts like a 65-year-old.
Yeah, you know, not a day over 65 for Pete Carroll.
I mean, he's still getting into the movies for half price.
Yeah.
But he acts like a much younger old.
He eats his dinner at 4:00, but he can coach a game.
Running around with his shirt off with DK Metcalf.
Yeah, he did do that.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe he'll bring in DK Metcalf.
Maybe
they'll trade for him.
I hadn't even thought about that. That's scary. I like this text, 617-779-7937. Breaking news, Marv Levy getting head coaching interviews.
Give him a sniff.
Is Marv still with us?
Sure.
I think he is.
Yeah.
I hope so. Otherwise, that'd be a weird interview.
It'd be a tough interview to have.
Plus all your
You need to get that medium guy from Netflix to do it.
Plus all your Celtics phone calls hanging out as well. Rough Celtics loss last
Yeah, Marv's
night.
Doing great. How about this? Marv Levy? Guess how old Marv Levy is.
And 80, yes, he
is
85.
Alive. He's 99.
No, he's not.
Yeah, Marv Levy, 99.
No, he isn't.
Yeah, he's doing great. Actually, I shouldn't say too much, but he's doing...
99?
He's doing.
He's doing. Yeah, he's 99 years
no,
young.
No, he isn't.
Yeah, he is.
I guess 85? He's 99 years old?
God willing, in August, he'll be 100.
Hell.
Marv Levy.
I'm not putting down any bets, but I hopefully the man gets
I hope
there,
he's doing well. I don't know if I didn't hear anything. You know what it is? Vegetarian. He's a vegetarian.
By choice?
Hard to say.
I mean, at that age.
Most of his meals through a straw is what you're saying?
Well, or Yankee beans, is that what Elaine gave?
I love my Yankee beans.
Yankee beans.
Yeah. I mean, you can Yankee blend meats.
Bean. Yeah, he well, can still you, I mean, you could.
No, but
it's not the way to eat it.
Congrats to Marv Levy.
Nice job, Marv.
Way to go, Marv.
100 in August. Good for you. 6-1.
Been around for every Super Bowl.
779-7937. Your thoughts on the Celtics as well. Mike G hanging out in Jacksonville.
All right, Mike G.
What's up, Mikey G?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Great show. First-time caller with you guys. I used to call in on the other show periodically, but great show.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, the Celtics, right? I've been following these guys since the latter part, real latter part, but probably the last year of Bill Russell's career. So I'll just give you some bona fides as far as how long I've been following the team.
Long season
plays into it, right? I'm concerned like you guys are. Look, halfway through the season, we've lost more games. We've lost more home games. We're 500 the last, 20 games. Here's what I would say, a couple of things. One, if they are to win again, it is not going to be anywhere near the road that we took last year, right? We played Miami. Butler didn't play. We played Cleveland. They were injured.
Right. Yeah, that's not happening again, Mikey. I'm with you on that. What else?
Yeah, we are not going down that road. We're not going to draw Dallas,
Yep, yep.
So the road to the championship is going to be much tougher this year than it was last year.
Right.
Number one. Number two.
Let's stick with number one.
Did he say benefides?
I was a little sidetracked by all the...
I used it right. I don't know so much.
I was sidetracked by all the Marv Levy feedback on Twitch.
He's 99 honest. Years old.
I agree with him.
What a legend.
Yeah.
99?
And I think
Mike... Do you even want to be 99? Not to go down this whole road.
Mike G in Jacksonville goes back to Bill Russell's final year.
Holy crap.
He might be 99.
Just to give you a little bona fides. What does that even... What does that mean,
not
Nick?
Sure. I'm not sure.
I don't
sure.
know. I didn't dump it, so hopefully it's not too bad.
okay.
I don't know what that even...
They're not going to have as easy of a path.
True.
I agree. We'll move on with that. But Mike, giving us the full calling history into WEEI. Welcome. Don't be a stranger. You want to get to our Bozo Parlay?
Bona fides. A person's honesty and sincerity of intention?
Yeah. I think he used that properly.
No, he probably did. I don't think we hear it often. That might be the first time it's ever even been used on the show.
That's from another era, I think.
Russell era?
The Marv Levy era.
I think I might start using it. I just want to make sure I use it correctly.
Yeah, well, it's dangerous. Don't look it up on Urban Dictionary.
Taking a look at the Bozo Parlay in all bona fides, my pick is going to be Saquon Barkley.
Nice.
25 or more
yards?
Rushing attempts.
I was going to say, I take the over on
his yards. So I wanted to take his yards. He's been carving up everybody all season long. 2,000 yards. He killed the Commanders during the regular season. He's been great in the first couple playoff games. His over-under for yards is like 130.
Yeah, it's high.
So, which I think he might still hit. I feel like the safer bet, especially with Jalen Hurts being banged up, is just him getting the ball a ton. So, 25 or more carries for Saquon.
Okay. That's your bet? Was it supposed to be bona fides? Is that what he meant? I see the Twitch chat saying that.
Sounds
Did he mean to say right. bona fides and he said bona fides?
We're going to have to re-rack that later in the show, Nick. You don't have to do that right now, but we're going to have to... I got to hear that again.
I'm guessing 155-ish.
Bona fides? Bona fides?
Clip de jour-ish, I think, is when you're going
to
hear
call.
That.
No, I don't need to figure it out.
Saquon, 25-plus rush attempts for Keith. I went with Kareem Hunt over 36.5 rush yards. I'm being told that's higher now.
Well, in one of the apps I was looking at in the same game parlay, sometimes you don't necessarily get the over-under. They sort of give you a target and they change the odds. So long story short, I got it at 40 or
so
more.
I need 40-plus out of Kareem
Hunt. So basically 39.5.
Plunk it down. Pacheco doesn't look right. They've leaned in on Hunt. I think he's hit that total 3 out of the last 4 games anyway. I think the Bills' defense is somewhat vulnerable. So right. I liked it better at 36.5. I'll still take it at 40. Kareem Hunt. No Billy Lanny today, but he did submit a pick.
Yep, he's going Travis Kelce anytime touchdown.
Anytime touchdown plus 125.
I like it.
Nick, you're going with who?
Going Brian Robinson anytime touchdown. I don't think the Commanders ever throw the ball on the goal line. They run the same play over and over and over again on the goal line. It's just hand it to Brian Robinson. So
works.
I like him to score.
All right, I like
good
it.
Juice there, plus 185. And then no Terp today either.
This place is falling apart here. What happened to our men?
What's going on? Is everybody...
What happened to our guys?
Everybody's at Loon?
Oh, that'd be nice.
What's going on?
I would like to go skiing.
Snow show.
Yep.
James Cook plus 120. That's Brian's pick today. So we have three anytime touchdowns.
Yep.
Keith and I got away. We didn't force everybody to do a touchdown this week, Bozo. There's only two games.
Yeah, no. That'd be probably too much. If we could thread the needle and pick all five touchdowns, it'd be insane.
We can't pick five touchdowns when there's 15 games,
correct.
16 games.
Yeah.
So we weren't going to make everybody do that when it's two games. I got the Kareem Hunt over 40 yards. Keith over Saquon, 25 rush attempts. And then Kelce, Brian Robinson, James Cook. Anytime touchdowns. One ham gets you, Keith.
A PS5 and change. $545.
Okay. So follow along there. On championship weekend, we'll get into the game. 617-779-7937. Who has the most at stake this weekend on championship weekend? With all your phone calls next.